From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. A new Justice Department report offers dozens of lessons learned from last year's riots and protests in Ferguson, Missouri. NPR's Cheryl Corley says the report focuses on the police response in the 17 days following the fatal shooting of an unarmed 18-year-old man.
A Justice Department team says there were several problems with the responses by the four regional police departments at the center of the demonstrations after then-Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson shot and killed Michael Brown. For example, the DOJ says there was inconsistent leadership and a failure to understand endemic problems in the community. The report said law enforcement agencies must develop proactive approaches that anticipate the impact of a community's anger and have a better and immediate grasp of social media. The DOJ team says it's their hope the lessons of Ferguson will provide guidance to the more than 16,000 police departments around the country to respond effectively and constitutionally. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.
Six police officers in Baltimore will be tried separately on charges stemming from the death of an unarmed man last spring. A circuit judge has also rejected defense arguments to have the case thrown out because of alleged prosecutorial misconduct. The six officers were involved in the April 12th arrest of Freddie Gray, who died of a spinal cord injury a week later. Days of largely peaceful protests over Gray's death turned to rioting hours after his funeral. At least 3,000 refugees and migrants remain stranded at a train station in Budapest. As Joanna Kakissis reports, the Hungarian government says it is enforcing European Union border rules by denying transportation for people without documents.
The Keleti train station in Budapest is filled with families camped out on the floor. They're tired and dehydrated. They have not slept for days. Medical student Thomas Schu is from Austria but studies in Budapest. He came here to help. He's tending to people with skin rashes and respiratory problems.
If the Hungarian government is not capable of solving the situation, it's the people who live here who have to figure out what they can do and will do.
There are several volunteers handing out food, water, clothes, and toys. But the people here, Syrians, Iraqis, and Afghans, just want to leave. For Germany. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Budapest.
President Obama visited a beach on Bristol Bay as he winds down his trip to Alaska. He says the bay's ecosystem is too precious to allow offshore drilling.
We have shut off oil and gas exploration in this region. It is too fragile and it is too important for us to be able to endanger it in any sort of way.
The president has also been highlighting the effects of global climate change during his Alaska trip. This is NPR News. Hundreds of residents gathered in Fox Lake, Illinois tonight for a vigil honoring Lieutenant Charles Glinowitz, the police officer gunned down yesterday in broad daylight. A massive manhunt continues for three alleged assailants, described only as three men, two white and one black. Authorities believe Glinowitz was shot after calling in that he was pursuing the suspects on foot. Two North Carolina men will receive $25,000 apiece for every year they spent in prison for a wrongful murder conviction. WUNC's Jeff Tiberi has details.
Henry McCollum and his half-brother Leon Brown are each getting $750,000 from the state. The men were released a year ago after DNA evidence helped to exonerate them. Henry McCollum said no amount of money can help make up for the lost time. The 51-year-old hopes to make the most of his future.
Well, for one thing, I would like to go to driving school, learn how to drive. I'd like to go to Florida, to Disney World.
McCollum calls the decision on compensation bittersweet. His half-brother, Leon Brown, is in the hospital receiving mental health treatment. Brown spent a decade in solitary confinement and was sexually assaulted in prison. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Tiberi in Raleigh, North Carolina.
China's President Xi Jinping says his nation will cut its number of troops by 300,000. She made the announcement while kicking off a massive military parade marking 70 years since the end of World War II in Asia. U.S. officials are marking the occasion at a ceremony on a decommissioned battleship that is docked at Pearl Harbor. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News in Washington.